Today's AccuWeather forecast says a mixture of sun and clouds, the high around 32. Once again, downtown Racine's Big Chill has been rescheduled from this coming weekend to January the 15th through the 17th because of warmer than normal temperatures the rest of this week and even the forecast of some rain.
The warming this week will be mostly Thursday and Friday. It'll actually start turning colder Saturday, but if you had to make the sculptures on Friday and Friday night, it'll be virtually impossible because it'll be above freezing. It'll be very cold a good part of next week. It may actually warm up some the following weekend, but it'll be coming out of a very cold period. The timing's a little different than this week's.
AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams talking about the snow and the ice sculpting that'll go on with the Big Chill beyond Sunday and the snowboarding and the skiing skills demonstrations. All that would be over normally. The weather's supposed to get really cold after that, single digits, and that'll be perfect as a prelude to the Big Chill then taking place January 15th through the 17th, again centered around Monument Square in downtown Racine. Kenosha Unified Communications Director Tanya Reuter admits that a mistake was made in the snow and the ice from the recent storm not being cleared from the grounds of Harvey Elementary School for the arrival of staff and students off the holiday break. Reuter said that job should have been done just like at all the other schools. Once complaints started flowing into district headquarters, school maintenance personnel were joined by district crews to rectify the situation in time for those students and staff to leave at the end of the school day. Caledonia Village Board last night, without any discussion, approving a pair of two-year labor agreements with its police officers and firefighters.
I bargained with the firefighters and reached a tentative agreement which has been approved by the personnel committee. We bargained a two-year agreement with the police officers union. The personnel committee has reviewed this agreement and has approved it.
That's Village Administrator Tom Christensen noting that both sets of contracts call for 1% increases on January 1st and July 1st of both years, the total 4% for each group. Meanwhile, the Police and Fire Commission's recommended salary of $90,000 for the new police chief, Dan Warren, that was also supported by the Village Board.
Police and Fire Commission, effective December 18th of last year, appointed Dan Warren as our new chief. The village's responsibility was to negotiate wages with him and other working conditions. We have agreed on a wage of $90,000 per year. This has been run through the personnel committee, and they are also recommending approval.
Warren replacing Toby Shy, who had retired last month, made more, though Warren gets a 9.7% pay boost from what he was making as a captain. A Wautoma man accused of arranging to mate with a 15-year-old boy in Racine for sexual contact has been sentenced to probation. 37-year-old Joseph Blader pleading no contest to attempted second-degree sexual assault of a child under the age of 16. Charges of using a computer to facilitate a child sex crime and child enticement were dismissed. Blader also sentenced Monday by Judge John Jew to 60 days in the county jail. Blader arrested last February, accused of arranging to meet the teen who was actually a Racine County Sheriff's investigator after an exchange of messages on the internet. A proposed change to Kenosha's big box ordinance got pulled from last night's city council meeting agenda at the request of Mayor Keith Bosman. He said he would not be bringing it back before he leaves office in April. Afterward, the mayor said he just didn't do enough to make sure there were enough votes to pass the changes. He still supports the proposal, which would have allowed big box development along state highways within the city.
I think it's a valid amendment to the big box ordinance that we have in place now, but I think the time was just not right.
Bosman adding that he had not received any feedback from city residents about the proposed changes. Right now, big box stores in Kenosha are limited to areas west of and immediately adjacent to Green Bay Road and where similar developments are already located. On this fifth day of 2016, here's one of the first of many reminders that tax season is closing in and you should at least think about what has to be done. Chris Miller from the IRS says there's plenty of free filing help available, reminding taxpayers you want to include charitable donation receipts and health care information. He also notes that e-filing, well, that's still the best way to complete your taxes.
That ensures that you're getting all the credits and deductions that you have coming to you, and it ensures that all the math is done correctly. So it's, generally speaking, a much more accurate return.
He also reminds anybody affected by the Affordable Care Act that Form 1095 A, B, or C will play into your documentation. The filing season officially opens January 19th. It'll be completed on Monday, April the 18th. And as usual, more information online at irs.gov. A new Gallup poll has 16% of the responding Americans seeing major issues with at least some part of the federal government, including the president and Congress. Second year in a row, government topped the list of concerns, followed this time by the economy, but also issues of unemployment and immigration, ranking high on the list. President Obama, during a White House gathering today, unveiling executive actions toward reducing gun violence. The measures require more gun sellers to get licenses and more background checks for buyers.
People are dying, and the constant excuses for inaction no longer suffice. That's why we're here today. Not to debate the last mass shooting, but to do something to try to prevent the next one.
The president mentioning the Sikh temple shooting in Oak Creek among the instances of too many times. He also claims the legal authority to take these executive actions, though House Speaker Paul Ryan says they go after law-abiding citizens instead of more attention focused on mental illness. Kenosha police continue investigating the shooting of a man in the legs while he was near 47th Street and 37th Avenue, and that's what led to a traffic accident that put him up at Frederick Hospital. The 38-year-old Beach Park, Illinois man was driving himself to a Kenosha hospital when a police department news release says he failed to stop for an eastbound sign at 65th Street and Sheridan Road. The car then hit two vehicles and a tree at nearby Baker Park. Flight for life was requested for the victim, who suffered non-life-threatening injuries. DePere Republican State Representative Andre Jacques reintroducing a bill from last session to prohibit an adult from knowingly permitting or failing to take action to prevent underage drinking on their property. State law currently says adults cannot serve alcohol to anyone under the age of 21 on that property. First Tuesday of the month is usually a meeting of the Racine Common Council. Not tonight. Word came last week from the city clerk's office that the meeting had been canceled for lack of agenda items or items that could wait until the next council meeting, January 19th. In between will be regular meetings of the council's three standing committees, as well as a few others, including City Plan and the Park and Rec Board. The out-of-town driver of a car wasn't hurt as it rolled over around 2 this morning on southbound I-94 south of Highway G in Racine County and ended up on its roof. A state trooper was first on scene, reporting the need to break a window to get the woman out. That lane of traffic was closed for the duration of that response. What caused the accident, still under investigation. The woman, who had just celebrated her 37th birthday, was found to have had an expired license. Kenosha's Hometown Heroes Commission, created by the City Council with a unanimous vote last night, recognizing members of the armed forces who are from the city of Kenosha. Alderman Jack Rose, chairing the panel, says the purpose, identifying and recognizing worthy men and women who have served or are currently serving their country.
The Kenosha Hometown Heroes Commission will review the nominations based on military service, community service, and other accomplishments.
In addition, that panel will select a hometown hero of the year for the final council meeting in 2016. A federal investigation into the Milwaukee private school voucher program, completed by the U.S. Department of Justice, sending a letter rather quietly to the Department of Public Instruction to close the books on that probe, which began in 2011. Federal investigators, according to the journal Sentinel, did not find any evidence of major wrongdoing in the program after several groups had filed complaints alleging it excluded children with disabilities. A new proposal at the state capitol in Madison would add school volunteers to the list of people required by law to report child abuse. Teachers and administrators already have to say something. And Miller Coors introducing Henry's Hard Soda to compete against brands like Not Your Father's Root Beer, put out by Pabst, Sprecher Brewing Company's Hard Root Beer, and Anheuser-Busch InBev's Best Damn Brewing. Henry's Hard Soda will be available in a variety of flavors, 4.2 alcohol content. Less than ideal snow and ice carving weather the next few days ahead of a big cold front that'll be coming this weekend is what led organizers of the downtown Racine Big Chill deciding to postpone all the activities until January 15th through the 17th. Jeff Shawhan, who's also one of the snow sculptors, said that the schedule allowed the flexibility to delay things for a week.
I think the furthest we have is a lacrosse group coming, but we have a week's notice here to let them know. We're not up against any other competitions that these guys would go to or travel to, so we can have that buffer weekend of going the next weekend and still get them in town for this.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, Shawhan, who works on the setup, including the 30-ton blocks of snow, said that when the Big Chill weekend gets closer, he'll be getting into competitor mode.
I take care of mostly the block building and try and stay away from the judging area and things like that because I actually do some of the carving. So I'm just really there for set up and to make sure everything goes right, to make sure we get the block. I got involved because a couple of friends of mine were graphic designers, and they were competing in the state competition when it was in the Wisconsin Dells.
Aside from the snow and ice carving, the Big Chill offers skill demonstrations in snowboarding and skiing, everything focused around Monument Square, again January 15th through the 17th. Speaking of times, 5 p.m. today, that is the deadline for filing the necessary paperwork to be a candidate on the spring election ballot. Petitions will have to be reviewed by municipal clerks for the correct minimum number of signatures. That'll be determined if there's going to be any primaries needed next month. The general election will be Tuesday, April 5th. And on this fifth day of 2016, one of the first of many reminders you'll be hearing about tax season closing in at least makes you think about what has to be done in the near future. Chris Miller with the IRS says you got plenty of free filing help that's available.
You can do it online for free by going to our website, or you can go to a volunteer income tax assistance site. These are organizations within your community, including AARP, that does tax counseling for the elderly.
Filing officially opens up January 19th. AccuWeather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds. High this afternoon, 32. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.